at Shade Tree Farms in Robertson County with our friends Tom and Sarah, who we just met. And they own this gorgeous pick-your-own orchard here. And so y'all do not just apples. What do y'all offer in the summer?
We also have blueberries and blackberries that are pick-your-own. And then we have peaches that we pick. So.
Okay, now, are these sugar-free blackberries?
No.
Yes.
They wouldn't be real. We have sugars and June bugs.
Hey, it's all right. It's part of the beauty of picking them. You're gonna pick them, you're going to enjoy them, you're going to suffer through it.
Yeah.
So
we have always worn pickers. Now, the June bugs think that they own the blackberries. So
June
just
bugs.
Be careful.
Yeah. Oh. So how long have you been doing this?
Well, I bought the farm and moved here in 1983. And like most Robertson County farms, we grew tobacco, cattle, some grain, and over the years that was pretty much what we did. If you're a real farmer in Robertson County, you grow tobacco.
Uh-huh.
About the mid-90s, about 94 or 5, I decided one day that I was going to plant an apple orchard. So I go to, I don't remember if it was Lowe's, one of the big box stores, and they had, it was about the end of April, about time to be through planting apple trees, and they had all these apple trees sitting there, and I asked the lady, I said, what kind of discount, how many trees do I need to buy to get a discount on the trees? And she said, well, I don't know. How many do you want? And I said, well, the right price, I'd take them all. So she goes off and comes back, and she's, whatever the price was, must have been okay, because I took them all. There were 50 trees. And there were a couple of pear trees and three or four peach trees, but most of them were apple trees. Well, we planted them that spring, you know, apple trees take a long time to start bearing.
Mm-hmm.
So we planted these trees. The next year, all I did was, you know, we were just kind of mowing, keeping the grass down out of them. The next year, I decided I'd plant 50 more. Because, you know, and I didn't know anything about planting trees. They were standard trees. I mean, about apples and trees, they were standard trees, which get real tall and hard to take care of. Well, anyway, that's 94.5. And I still thinking that apple, you plant apples and pick apples, you know, plant uh-huh. trees, pick apples, nothing in between. Well, I found out there's a whole lot more to it.
Uh-huh.
The trees started, they began to start to bear, you know, in 2000, 99 or 2000. And
so it took that long?
Yeah, it takes 4 or 5 years for them to, you know, we'd have an apple or two, but nothing, mm-hmm. nothing to amount to anything. But anyway, they started bearing, the trees started bearing, and we'd have apples. I still didn't know a lot about pruning or spraying.
Sure.
I began to discover that you needed to prune them, but I didn't know how. Really didn't know what to spray them with. Had a neighbor that had some trees, and they grew apples. He's since passed away, but I learned a little bit. I learned a little bit from different people all along. Anyway, the trees started to bear, and we'd have a bunch of apples. I mean, you were the 100 trees, you can imagine.
Sure.
There'd be lots of apples there. Some years they were really good, some years they weren't so good.
Huh.
Well, in 2002, the tobacco industry changed. And without going into that, it was not profitable for me to stay in the tobacco business, so I quit. I got out. The neighbors across the road rented the barns and used the land, and they continue to grow tobacco even today. So we had all these apples. And Sarah and I married in 2003. We'd give apples away. We made homemade cider with equipment, you know, that we had down the barn that you probably wouldn't want to, or you couldn't sell the cider from that equipment because it was not in the eyes of the Department of Agriculture inspectors was not appropriate.
Uh-huh.
I guess would be the right way to put it. So there, we had all these apples, and we began to think about what we could do. We didn't have the tobacco to tend to anymore, which was a big job. And just through various conversations, and you know, like I said, we would give apples away. People started asking about cider. You know, they found out that we made it. We gave it away, or we didn't use it ourselves. And we began to look at, we heard a term called agritourism.
Uh-huh.
And then I began to investigate a state program called Tennessee Ag Enhancement Program, Agricultural Enhancement Program, TAEP, which provides cost share money for various and sundry farm projects. One being diversified agriculture, which is a big, broad umbrella that covers lots of things. orchards, wineries, corn mazes, agritourism. I mean, just there's a whole, I mean, and we didn't really know what we wanted to do, but we began to investigate and be around people that were involved in that. And we started looking at and thinking about, well, we already had the apple orchard here. Why not build on what we already had?
So we did.
Yeah, so we did.
And got some new equipment, apparently.
Yeah,
well,
we did.
Yes, we did. In 2009 is when we...
We built the store, and then in 2010 we added the cider room. So.
And all of the equipment back there, we had the Department of Agriculture food safety folks involved from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. About how to do this and what to do this.
And I want to say this, that first and foremost, we're a working farm. And we decided to invite people to our farm. We will never be an amusement park. We will never have a lot of...
Now, you're not going to have a zip line and all that kind of stuff.
Not. And people have told us we should.
No, stay focused on what you do.
But we've also... Most people tell us that they love coming out here because of that. And because we are farm first and people are allowed. We let people walk. Even if they're not apples, they can walk in the orchard. We do have a small playground that people... I've had families come out and stay 3 or 4 hours at a time and let their kids play. So... That's first and foremost our focus is the farm and what we grow here.
So I find it fascinating that a trip to Lowe's and looking for a discount on some apple trees
led to this.
What a fascinating...
You just never know.
You never know.
Yeah. One thing he didn't tell you is that one of the trees that are however many there were, they were labeled Red Delicious. And so when they started bearing fruit, they were green with the red stripes.
Well, there was a reddish green looking apple. There was an apple that was red green striped, and then there was this apple that was kind of yellow green.
What were they?
We don't know. However, we capitalized on where we live when we started calling it the Bellwitch Mystery Apple.
and we have people that come.
They'll call us the Bellwitch Mystery
that's
Apple.
That's funny.
Oh, that's great.
Awesome. Yeah.
So you just let's talk about making lemonade out of a lemon.
Right.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, guys, it is beautiful. I noticed your dog was up on that. What's his name?
Tuff.
He was way up on that hill a while ago, so he's pretty comfortable roaming around.
He is.
Well,
he's
guys,
a little too comfortable.
There's no telling what he's in.
Well, thank you so much for letting us come out and visit. This has just been, it's so peaceful.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I think two cars may have passed the whole time we're here.
It's a bicycle.
We see bicycles.
He needed to be here the night we were at the house and the cowball right outside the door.
Oh, yeah. We were watching TV and I heard, I said, what was that? And he got this funny look on his face. He says, oh, I hope I remembered to close the gate. We'd had a field trip and we went out. We had cows.
They were all out.
And we both got in our little vehicles. And
this was after dark.
Yeah, it was like 8 o'clock
at night.
Chasing
terrible.
Black cows after dark.
Not
fun.
You just wonder which cow was like, hey, y'all dare me?
Yeah.
Y'all follow behind me. We're going to see if we can get the old folks out tonight.